Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Not every wrestler has been lucky enough to ply their trade in a wrestling promotion that beams out their matches around the globe for the entirety of their career. So it's not uncommon to discover that certain faces and even eventual legends have risked life and limb in contests that have actually been witnessed by next to no one. With that in mind, I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestlers who put themselves through hell for matches nobody saw. Number 10, Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels road test the ladder match on house shows. Everyone remembers the first time they witnessed Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon put it all on the line in what was WWE's first ever ladder match at WrestleMania 10. But you may be surprised to learn that this wasn't technically the first match of its kind under the WWE banner. While shooting the breeze and dissecting the contest many years on in 2019, the two click pals would reveal that they actually road tested the ladder concept on house shows, meaning that the explosive Intercontinental Champions actually routinely battered each other with ladders without a camera in sight, as they experimented with what would work on the grandest stage of them all. This house show trial and error approach clearly paid off in the long run, as the two would go on to produce a contest many describe as the finest ladder match ever to go down inside of Vince McMahon's company. You never forget your first, after all. Number 9, Kurt Angle and Brock Lesnar push each other to the limits before a show. When you throw a pair of grappling studs into an environment together, it's only a matter of time before egos collide and a battle to decide who the real top dog is ensues. Sure enough, that moment came back in 2003, when the Beast and the Wrestling Machine wound up grappling inside of the Squared Circle before an event in North Dakota. Angle was said to have instigated the skirmish on the back of Brock reportedly telling people he's too small, I'd kill him. After tapping him on the shoulder once he'd finished going over some moves with Big Show in the ring, the Olympic gold medalist simply said, "Let's go." Cue the warriors colliding and throwing each other around the canvas in what Angle described as a close contest. However, Lesnar wasn't able to take his rival down once, while Angle succeeded in planting the eventual UFC heavyweight champion on his ass. The two took each other to the absolute limit, but not a single fan was in attendance to witness this genuinely grueling battle of the wrestling badasses. Number 8, Lazer fractures his hip and femur in an indie ladder match. The ladder match has come a long old way since the aforementioned sight of the Heartbreak Kid soaring through the air inside of Madison Square Garden. Yet regardless of what his buddy Triple H would have you believe, evolution isn't always a good thing. For an example of a wrestler perhaps being in too much of a hurry to produce their own updated version of a Shawn Michaels moment, here we have a recent botched ladder tumble at an indie show. Coming under the Lariato Pro Wrestling Guild banner, the promotion run by Impact and AEW's Doc Gallows, a video of Georgia indie performer Lazer taking a nasty fall went viral in June. The few in attendance witnessed the talent botch a dive off the mighty high ladder, with the subsequent thud that followed resulting in a fractured hip and femur for the unfortunate fellow. Perhaps the most shocking element of this entire tale is the fact that Lazer only went and finished the bloody match. Gallows would later reveal on Twitter, "Lazer is not dead," with the injured star himself confessing after surgery, "This is not the last you have seen of the man called Lazer." What a guy. Number 7, J.J. Allen gets his nether region set on fire at an indie show. Yeah, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that fire is an unpredictable beast at the best of times. So when you combine that with the already combustible environment that is a pro wrestling match, disaster is never too far away. This was highlighted in recent times by the sight of J.J. Allen becoming a human great ball of fire during a pro wrestling train wreck 2021 Southern Sickness Cup match in May. If the sight of the dude having his crotch set on fire wasn't bad enough, and believe me, it was, his opponent then proceeded to fan said flames with a weed whacker. Thankfully, he was able to escape the incident with only a few second-degree burns for his troubles. As you do. Number 6, Cody Rhodes hits an artery during his first live event appearance. Few will forget the sight of Cody Rhodes smashing his head off the ramp and proceeding to bleed like a stuffed pig during the first ever AEW Full Gear pay-per-view. However, this wasn't the first time the star was left nursing a nasty wound on his face due to an unfortunate collision in a match. Long before he was ushering in a bold new era in the wrestling business, the son of Dusty Rhodes was being carted out for his first ever house show in 2007. Yet it was in the middle of this little scene contest against Daivari where things took a turn for the worst for the future American Nightmare. His opponent accidentally caught him with a rather nasty elbow between the eyes about 3 minutes into the battle, hitting an artery in his forehead and forcing Mike Chioda to call off the youngster's first ever WWE match. Despite being cable stitched up soon after, Rhodes would later recall letting the wound breathe a little whilst on the road, a decision which led to some stitches popping out and plasma dripping down his nose for 40 straight minutes in Applebee's. How charming. Number 5, Seth Rollins blows out his knee in Dublin but finishes the match anyway. In the wake of pulling off the heist of the century at WrestleMania 31 and becoming the WWE World Heavyweight Champion for the first time in his career, Seth Rollins took it upon himself to lead by example for the duration of his reign at the top. Yet it was this need to keep pushing himself to the limit that paved the way for a devastating injury during WWE's 2015 European tour. As Kane and the Architect went to war in the Dublin House Show's main event, Rollins had his opponent set up for a sunset flip powerbomb through a table. Yeah, and instead of successfully executing a move the WWE champion had done hundreds of times before, Rollins' knee buckled and the star soon crumbled to the ground. It was later revealed that the former Shield man had torn his ACL, MCL, and medial meniscus in this moment. But that still didn't stop him gritting his teeth, performing the powerbomb on the heavyweight, and even nailing him with a pedigree to finish off the contest. However, that painful off-air performance would be the star's last in a WWE ring for some time. Number 4, Joey Janela completely destroys his knee in New Jersey. Joey Janela has made something of a career out of throwing caution to the wind, it must be said. Frankly, ridiculous bumps are his bread and butter, with insane sentons off ladders and falls from rooftops being just a few of his notably nutty entries over the years. Yet with the star plying his trade on the indies for much of his 15-year career, it's fair to say that a large portion of the wrestling world hasn't witnessed some of his more shocking and gruesome matches for themselves. The same can be said of perhaps the star's most painful injury to date. The fall in question came during a Game Changer wrestling event in New Jersey back in 2018. The bad boy unfortunately landed awkwardly when trying to connect with Psychosis on the outside, and the damage was, well, horrific. As he'd later reveal in a Twitter post, Janela tore his PCL, MCL, and medial palatal femoral ligament, whilst also suffering numerous other injuries due to the spot. Just another day in the life of a bad boy, I guess. Number 3, Mick Foley loses his ear in Germany. While many would point to the horrendous injuries Mick Foley picked up during his hellacious Hell in a Cell epic with The Undertaker as the worst of his career, there's an argument to be made that he suffered a similar amount of pain in a contest next to nobody even saw. Taking on Vader in the thick of WCW's 1994 European tour, Foley decided to attempt his hangman maneuver that involved his neck being tied up in the ropes. However, Cactus Jack wasn't aware that the ropes had been drawn a little too tight on the night. After finally freeing himself from the life-threatening situation, Foley had no clue what damage had been done. The star's ear was hanging on by a thread as it goes. That was until Vader decided to reach up and tear the thing clean off. Then, when given the choice to win the tag title shortly after, or have his ear reattached, Foley decided gold was more valuable than looks. They truly just don't make him like Mick anymore, do they? Number 2, John Moxley cuts his back open with barbed wire in Germany. Those who got to know the work of John Moxley through his lunatic exploits inside of Vince McMahon's empire are likely starting to realize what the star is actually all about since joining up with Tony Khan and the gang. Yet while his numerous explosive battles with Kenny Omega and Lance Archer have been as brutal as anything you're likely to see today, they pale in comparison to some of his lesser-known wars of the past. Perhaps the most destructive dance the former Dean Ambrose has ever found himself in the middle of went down on a small WXW show in Germany back in 2009. The savage spectacle involved Mox taking on the former NXT ref Drake Younger in a barbed wire death match. As you've likely already guessed, the match led to absolute carnage. In the end, the two were cut and tangled up in the wire so badly, the match had to be brought to an abrupt close, with Younger awkwardly rolling onto the future AEW World Champion for the victory. Mox still bears the grisly scars to this day, and admits that he thinks they're kinda cool, because of course he does. Number 1, Darby Allin fractures his elbow against Ethan Page in Evolve. AEW didn't shy away from the fact that Darby Allin and Ethan Page have something of a story past when building to their recent crowd-popping Fyter Fest Night 1 main event. It was terrific to see the two bitter enemies collide in front of a hot crowd, and the 1.025 million watching at home that had been deprived of such action for so long. But despite the coughing chaos more than delivering the goods, it's still hard to look past their previous one-on-one war as the most vicious of their many battles. The pair infamously met in a last man standing match back in 2017 on an Evolve show, a little event that saw Allin's elbow smashed to pieces by a shovel-wielding Page. Even though his flesh was torn all the way down to his muscle, Allin refused to back down and only went and finished the match before later having a metal plate put in said fractured elbow. He may not have answered the call or had his pain beamed out to hundreds of thousands around the world, but Darby's journey to becoming one of the toughest and most adored dudes in the industry was well underway.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.